I'm Adrian Atkinson with JIS News for Monday, August 21. Coming up, design for GovNet network completed, Jampro to publish filming guide, and Real Estate Board Commission of Strata Corporation's REB CSC seeking oversight of gated communities. The news in detail after this message.
Real estate professionals, starting licensing period 2018-2019, all real estate dealers and salesmen will be required to do 20 hours of continuing professional development courses every 2 years, which includes 12 hours of elective courses and 8 hours of compulsory courses. Courses will be provided by the Real Estate Board or a body approved by the board. For more information, visit Real Estate Board's website or call us at 926-97489.
Now the news. The design for the government's proposed communications network, GovNet, has been completed. GovNet is to be a secure, wide-area network communication infrastructure that will connect government ministries, agencies and departments to facilitate shared services. It is expected to result in greater interconnectivity and efficiency in the public sector. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology, Dr. Andrew Wheatley, says with the design completed, the government now has the blueprint for the implementation of the project.
GovNet is part of the 10-point ICT plan to ensure that we improve the efficiency, not only within the different MDAs, but also the citizen-to-government relationship. We are at a point where we are ready and, in fact, will start the rollout of GovNet.
It is envisioned that GovNet will facilitate the seamless transfer of information between government agencies and other stakeholders, as well as provide online services to the public at minimal cost. The Ministry of Health is conducting training sessions with medical practitioners as part of efforts to bolster the medicinal marijuana industry. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says 39 physicians, 22 pharmacists, 2 scientific researchers and 17 National Council on Drug Abuse NCDA staff members have been trained to date.
I remember it's a new industry where medical marijuana is now becoming a more frequent prescription to deal with certain conditions. And because it is new, like any other new condition, the doctors would have to be oriented towards understanding and knowing when to use or to prescribe. So the training is intended to give that type of orientation.
2 training workshops were held in July and another is slated to occur in October. The sessions were being conducted by NeuroPsych Services Limited. To be able to recommend or prescribe medicinal cannabis in Jamaica, registered physicians must first be certified in the use of medicinal cannabis. Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, is working on a national publication to be used as a guide for filming in Jamaica. Film Commissioner at JAMPRO, Renee Robinson, says the publication, which is expected to be available by October, will outline the various policies, requirements and key entities involved in production and filming in Jamaica.
What this will be is a publication which will outline the process that is required for filming. So you need a film permit. This is how you do it. You need to use a drone. This is where you go. This is who you talk to. This is what is required. Whatever it is that you need, the information that you need in order to produce in Jamaica, to film in Jamaica, this is going to be the publication that will show you what is necessary.
Ms. Robinson adds that JAMPRO has engaged Dr. Shelley Ann Morgan, who previously worked on the business plan for Jamaica's creative industries, as consultant for the delivery of the guide. Once completed, the comprehensive guide will be free of cost and available in hard copies or as a PDF document on the JAMPRO website. And legislation is in the works for the Real Estate Board Commission of Strata Corporation's REB CSC to be given the responsibility for gated communities. Chief Executive Officer at the REB CSC, Sandra Watson-Garrick, explains that most gated communities experience similar problems as strata corporations, including persons not paying maintenance fees, compliance with property regulations, disputes between parties, and general communal living issues. Bringing gated communities under the REB CSC umbrella, she says, will create a framework within which owners and purchasers can address issues such as these.
Where it's at, we are currently contracting someone to do the legal research and drafting instructions.
Mrs. Watson-Garrick was speaking at a JIS think tank session recently. She's encouraging strata owners to access the CSC's purchaser's guide when purchasing a unit for the first time. That was the JIS News. I am Adrian Atkinson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.